Live from Robin's Nest and the Highwayman's Lodge, it's Punky.
This is Punky. This is Punky.
Gooper Gooper.
Hello.
Well done, you found Punky Radio. My name's Paul B. Edwards.
My name's Tony Hearn.
And this is from an album that's out. It came out 2 weeks ago, and I've just put the thing down. But anyway, I'll tell you about it afterwards. This is Acid Drop, Knock You Down. To destroy the evidence underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Acid Drop. I now have the album in front of me. The album's called End of Days, and it came out on the 8th of July, so it's been out a couple of weeks. No, a week, just over a week. And it's absolutely brilliant. We did play a while ago. We played a teaser track off it called New Riot, which is absolutely brilliant. That one, I'm sure you'd agree, is a great track. The whole album's really, really good. We will play a track in the future called Mary Rose, which features Matty and Kate from the Roughneck Riot. It's all a bit incestuous. That's not skanking labelling it, TNS and that. They're all in bed with each other. It's in conjunction with Pie Race Records as well. And you can find out more about them by visiting their Facebook page, which is
facebook.com/acid drop.
No, facebook.com/acid drop punk rock. Paulie being internet one, Tony nil. Get that album. I know I'm going to say this about pretty much all of them this week, actually, but we're playing some great tracks of some great albums this week, and that is the first one, and the quality stays up, my friend. Now, one way qualities haven't been staying up that well is the amount of jokes and poems you've been sending me. In that, you've sent me none. So I would like your jokes and poems. I know it's summer and everyone's in the garden, and my, what a summer it's being in the UK.
Lovely.
Absolutely right. I hope people never moan about it again, to be honest.
Yeah.
Because if you had picked to go on a holiday in the UK, either last week or this week, you just must be going, this is better than Spain. what have I been moaning about all this time? We're just having a great summer, and I hope it keeps up, really, because the other thing is that if you do get extended summer, people get used to the heat over time, so they still go and see bands and go out and do things at night. Because the problem is you get a couple of hot days on the weekend and everybody goes out and everything else suffers, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Whereas at least if people are used to the heat, then it's easier for everything else to do well. So let's just have an extended summer and enjoy this one, shall we?
Let's.
I still want your jokes and poems, though, you buggers. So, paulieb@punkyradio.com. If you have a joke for me, send the email titled Comedy Suburbs. If you have a poem, title the email Poetry Corner. That should do it, shouldn't it?
That should right do it, yeah.
Another great album coming up right now. Again, a band. We've only played one track off this album before. Again, I put it on a shelf and forgot about it, and it's really bad of me because it's absolutely brilliant. A band called The Great Malarkey, and the album's called Badly Stuffed Animals. It's even got a good cover. You have to find out for yourself. We played Buckets of Blood quite a long time ago. Absolutely brilliant song. And now we're going to play the next track on the list on the track listing. And they're well down to what I'd call the second side of the album. It's just a really good, varied album. I'll tell you something about it, shall I? Shall I give you some bumph?
Yep.
Now, let's just see. Yeah, drawing influences from such culturally diverse and mob-handed ensembles as The Pogues, Mano Negra, Fan Felciocalia, with a twist of Tom Waits, for good measure, joining Alex in the band as drummer, Johnny Belushki, Jason Nash on accordion, Owen Emmons with banjo, trombone and guitar, fiddles, all manner of things are there. Anyway, it's a right mess of a band in that the sound, it's all over the place. Is it The Pogues? Is it punk rock? Is it The Clash? I don't know. I'll tell you what it is. It's really good. Before we hear about it, though, what is The Great Malarkey's website?
TheGreatMalarkey.com?
It is. Tony 1, Paulie B, the Internet 1, Poor Against Poor.
The pardoned hands, heavy hearts, this was something that you chose to start, and now you're whining. They call for help, they call the men, tried to see it that our madness ends, they're downright stubborn.
That's Paul Against Paul. You listen to Desiro's Underneath Us right now. Thanks for doing such great on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
We'll be playing more of that album in future weeks as well. Now I've rediscovered it, I'm well loving it again. Have you got any Facebook comments, Wolf?
I do.
Marvellous.
Thanks for your Facebook comment this week. If you're on Facebook, please do leave a comment. Go to facebook.com/punkyradio. Like the page. Leave us a comment. It is a bit quiet on the moment, as we say. Do get in touch, but we're in a bit of a quiet patch. We've got one this week, but I think it's from a new listener.
Excellent.
Who's very enthusiastic. Post a few comments, but I'll just read the first one out. Ender Magus Dark. That's a great name.
It is a great name.
Just caught up on all your shows. Love it, mate. No bollocks here. Always makes my day when I can hear some freestanding radio. Bloody good show. I especially enjoyed your anti-everything special. Made me feel like I'm not the only bloody rebel out here in the US. Arizona.
What was the anti-everything special?
I can't remember. It must be a few months ago.
Right.
I can't remember.
I wonder what it was about.
For Arizona, and that I have a station that makes me happy as feck. I already have all my favourite shows on my iPod through your podcasts. Keep up the damn good work, and I'll keep on listening to your show, because it totally beats the shit out of mediocre, commercialised, piece of shit standard radio. Rips out his bollocks, and feeds him to the dogs. And so, Ender Magus Dark. So he's clearly going, he or she, must be he.
That is quite possibly the best comment we've ever had.
It's very good.
And hello to our friends in Arizona as well. We know a few people down there, and it's a great state. It's got a big hole in it at the top, Tony.
Has it?
Yeah, Grand Canyon.
All right.
Massive hole at the top.
We watched
desert in the south.
We watched that 127 hours the other night. I think that might have been Arizona. That looked a lot like what I imagined Arizona to look like. A bit Grand Canyon-y.
It looks like how you think it does.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't think that was. I think that wasn't that in... Wasn't that in Colorado?
Oh, was it?
Oh, I don't know.
Well, that's pissed on my stories.
I don't know where it was. I might be wrong. I didn't think it was in Grand Canyon.
Yeah, it wasn't the Grand Canyon, but it looked like it might have been part of the same landscape. I don't know, actually.
There's a lot of landscape around there that looks fairly similar. It's a big country.
It is a big country, that is true.
But anyway, I'm happy to be wrong there. I don't know. I'm always wrong, anyway. But yeah, thank you so much for that, and your mantle.
Yeah, thank you.
If you're going to go and listen to all those shows, you're an idiot. Oh, you're a glorious idiot. I mean, is this turning into a backhanded compliment? I very much appreciate you taking the time to listen to all of our shows, but there's something seriously wrong with you if you are. I think it's the point I'm trying to reach. I'm going to move on before I dig myself a bigger hole that you might fall down 127 hours.
Hey.
Links, man.
Good, I like it.
Captain Accident. You remember me talking about Captain... We played Captain Accident fortnight ago. Got a new album out.
Yeah.
Really nice summer reggae. And it's been hot, hasn't it?
It has been hot.
It's been hot. You know, this is how reggae started. Talked about it before. Ska was very much the music a la mode in Jamaica in the mid-60s. And then they had a very hot summer. And no one could dance to ska. It was too fast. So they slowed it down and called it rock steady. And the next year, it was too hot again. So they slowed it down again. Reggae.
Nice.
And following on from that is Captain Accident. I'll ask you about the website afterwards. Enjoy this. Sit back, relax. Perhaps have a long, cool drink. Open a window. Smell the flowers. This is Save Your Time.
Got just for you, and it's never gonna be enough. 'Cause pleasing you, my girl, is tough. And I won't blame you if you stray. I'm not saying I don't want to stay in the your arms is endless fish in the sea. So don't settle for a fool like me. Save your time, save your money, instead of wasting everything, do something useful. Save your time, save your money, instead of spending everything on me. Oh, save your time, save your money, instead of wasting everything, do something useful. Save your time, save your money, instead of spending everything on me. Don't wanna force you out the door, but I truly don't deserve no more of your love. So baby, what you gotta do is start giving it to someone new. Well, I'm not half the man I was, but we stick together just because you're naive and I'm not your destiny. But you're way too blind to see. All you've got to save your time, save your money, instead of wasting everything, do something useful. Save your time, save your money, instead of spending everything on me. Oh, save your time, save your money, instead of wasting everything, do something useful. Save your time, save your money, instead of spending everything on me. Do 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 do. Do da 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 da, la da 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 da. No no, do 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 do. Do da 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 da, la da 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 da. No no. Time, save your money instead of wasting everything, do something useful. Save your time, save your money instead of spending everything on me. Oh, save your time, save your money instead of wasting everything, do something useful. Save your time and your money, don't waste everything on me.
Snickerdoddles.
You're listening to the Rich Sport and Sound Underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job in the Benz's week, Tony.
That's okay.
I'm giggling again because I know what I'm about to ask you, but before that, what is Captain Accident's website?
CaptainAccident.co.uk?
No, CaptainAccident.com.
Oh.
Poorly beating internet 2, Tony 1. Very close, though. I know what I'm about to ask you. It's funny because I spoke to someone the other day who listens to Punky quite a lot. And I said, what's your favourite bit? He said, when you asked Tony what he did last week. He said, I love it. He said, I've never met anyone so dry. And he made it nicely, but he was just absolutely laughing about it. So, Tony, here goes. Did you do anything last week?
Not really. I did order... Oh, I went to IKEA and finally ordered my kitchen.
You're just on a roller coaster. This is like get him to the Greek.
Isn't it?
Yeah. So you ordered a kitchen.
Yeah. It was a bit of a kerfuffle. It took us 5 hours.
Right. Why?
Well, they said to allow an hour, so we allowed two. And during the whole process, you've got to go in, go over the design, then they move it to a different system. Then they had a staff changeover, so we had to go away and come back in half an hour.
Right.
And then it was wrong, so we changed it. And then after about 3 hours, we'd got to the point of ordering it. And then they told us to take the order, go to the till, and then go to the desk while our order was picked, which meant every one of the 122 items was picked.
Good Lord.
And then when it was picked and come out into the waiting area, we had to take another piece of paper to the delivery desk so they could then dispatch it.
Right.
5 hours.
In this heat.
But yeah, ridiculous. Absolutely.
I hope you
ridiculous.
Had a lot of hot dogs while you were waiting.
Oh, they had a smashing piece of, like, a afternoon tea set. It was $1.99. You had two cups of tea and some buns.
There you go.
It's fantastic.
The
$1.99.
The Swedish. Such excellent value.
But crap organising kitchen delivery. Yeah.
10 grand kitchen. Well, what
did
I
do
last week pales into insignificance, really. I had Christmas dinner on Saturday night.
Did you?
Yeah.
Okay.
My friend Jasmine, she's not of this earth, She's a financial expert. She's called Jasmine Birtles. You can look her up. And she runs a website called Money Magpie. And I've known her for 20 years, and she's lovely, but a bit kooky. And she said, do you want to come out for Christmas dinner on Saturday? I went, not really. It is July. And she went, no, it'd be really great. I went, okay. So I did a gig place called The King's Head, downstairs King's Head. It was a great gig, and thanks to everyone who came along. I had a really good time. And then I didn't get to Notting Hill, where Christmas dinner was, until about 20 to 11. So she'd plated one up for me. Everyone had their dinner. They'd finished their pudding when I got there. I walk in, and she went, Merry Christmas. I went, oh, God. Gave me presents. I felt really embarrassed. I hadn't bought anything. I got two presents. I got a card. I had to do a cracker. I had to wear a hat. And, you know, one of those paper crown things.
Sure.
And, yeah, and then just presented me the most beautiful Christmas dinner. And then all these various different types that don't really know each other. We did this. Now, I've talked about this before. Last time I was there, she brought out a personal quiz. These personal quizzes, they're done on sheets of A4. They're very nicely presented, Tony. And it's a list of questions like, what was the first band post you had on your wall? Who was the first girl you kissed? All this sort of thing. And that actually got interesting because a group of people that don't know each other around the table, it's terribly middle class, darling, but it's all right. A group of people around the table, when it comes to their turn, everyone's got a story about each one, so it's quite good. So the conversation keeps up and everyone gets the chance to join in. You know, it's not one person who's just lording it over the table. Everyone gets an opportunity and all that. And there was a girl there who shall remain nameless, but one question was, who was the tart at your school? Right.
Yeah.
And this girl said, well, actually, the girl who was a tart at my school wasn't, but you know how girls are bitches, Tony.
Yeah.
You know, they're bitches to each other, aren't they?
Yeah.
Like, blokes just beat each other up, but girls play mind games. All these girls in her class got together and said, let's tell the other one that we've all lost our virginity. And they hadn't. So they told this girl that they'd all lost their virginity. So peer pressure, she felt that she had to lose hers. So she went and lost hers, liked it, and became the class bike. That's psychological warfare. I said, bloody hell, that'd be like Carrie.
Dark.
Anyway, she just thought it was a bit of fun, and I went, this is disgusting. Completely not. So anyway, it was good fun. And then one of the girls who was there, she's not well, and she wanted to go home, and I went, I'll give you a lift. I gave her a lift to Ealing Broadway. You know Ealing Broadway, don't you?
I do know Ealing Broadway.
Yeah. I gave her a lift to Ealing Broadway, not realising she lived on the roughest estate in West London.
It is quite, yeah, it is some interesting places around there.
I was terrified. I dropped off at a flat. I walked back. I walked quite quickly.
Yeah.
I was quickening my step, mate. I tell you, it was a bit scary. Got out of there pretty quickly. The little Ford Focus there, the little blue Charger. I was pleased that started first time.
Nice. Yeah, so, it does get tasty in the Ealing Broadway.
Yeah. It can get a bit useful, yeah. So I had quite an interesting night from Crouch End to Ealing Broadway via Christmas dinner in Notting Hill and then home. And you know that thing when you get 5 minutes from home and then the roadworks start?
Yeah.
Oh, diversion friend. I didn't get into a court bus for.
Oh, Jesus.
I know. It was a bit of a late night. Anyway, I'm going to tell you about the next two songs in a row here, and I'm going to tell you I've messed up a bit this week.
All right.
Because I've realised, reading down the track listing, that every single song has got three words for the title. We've had Knock You Down, Poor Against Poor, Save Your Time. Second half all the same, except this one that's called Adrenaline. I've messed it up. I could have had a perfect show of eight songs with three words each, and I've gone with Adrenaline. So I've messed up. By a band called Frenzy. Now, this is a little taster. These two songs, a bit of a taster to Inkfest special that we will be doing in a few weeks' time. I went to Inkfest a few weeks ago, and it's a tattoo and music convention. I interviewed a load of bands that were there. One or two of them gave me CDs, and we're getting the interviews ready, aren't we? The quality of them is not great, obviously. Yeah. I was doing it. But I did want to play a couple of tracks this week just to let you know the kind of music you can expect on the special. Couldn't be more different than Captain Accident, let me tell you. Listen out for Pussycat and the Dirty Johnsons, one of Punky Radio's favourite bands, and a track of their new album that I'll talk about after we've heard these two. In the meantime, I've got this one here as well. In the meantime, this is a band called Frenzy and their latest album called In the Blood. Really, really good album. What I want to know is, Tony, what is Frenzy's website?
Frenzy.co.uk?
No, frenzyband.com. Paulie B and the Internet 3, Tony 1. Hello to Steve Whitehouse, lead singer and legendary double bass player of the band Frenzy. This is Adrenaline.
Stain on the duvet of society.
People are really mad. Alan Town, you think you're high? You just want
still listening to the Dustaphonics underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the bed this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Pussycat and the Dirty Johnsons and Sort Yourself Out. And hello to Puss, Ants and Jake. What a great new album they've got out. It's called Dirty Rock and Roll. 11 brilliant tracks. And that's one of them, just called Sort Yourself Out. What is Pussycat and the Dirty Johnsons website?
PussycatandDirtyJohnsons.co.uk.
No, it's TheDirtyJohnsons.com. Poorly with the internet. Or oh, Tony Wong. This is more than like it. There's some songs on here that I absolutely love, but I'll save them for when we do the special in a couple of weeks' time. They lost their bass player, but you can't really tell, can you? They're down to a three-piece, but they make a lot of noise. And this is a great album. Do check it out. Buy it, download it, order it, whatever you want to do. Now then, are you doing anything this week?
I've got some gigs.
Wow.
It's the gig section.
Oh, yeah, I'm in the wrong bit.
Yes.
Sorry, I was so excited about you going, no, I missed it. All right. have you got any gigs for us?
I do.
Well, in that case, then, it must be time for Tony's International Gig Guide 12 Bar.
Yep, another week, another few gigs at 12 Bar. So this weekend, Friday night, Viva Las Vegas, The Space Wasters, Kathy Freeman, Dirt Royale, and special guests. It's a London call-in night.
How could you not want to go to that?
Exactly.
Sounds brilliant.
How much do you think it would be Friday evening?
£6.
It is. Saturday night, Duncan Reed and the Big Heads, Jeffrey Oycott, The Feathers, Dirty Reg and the Co-Canoys, and a late set from the Underrunners. Again, it's London call-in night.
That is pretty street punk going on there, isn't it?
Sounds a bit oi.
Pretty street punk. Yeah, well, the clues are in the names.
How much do you think Saturday night?
£6.
It is.
That's a lot of street punk for £6.
It is. And Sunday night, Lina Jade and My Cordialine. No more information than that. That probably isn't street punk.
Oh, no, certainly not.
No. How much do you think Sunday evening?
Oh, God. Fiver.
It is.
Oh, get in.
And that's it.
So that concludes Tony's International Gig Guide 12 Bar. Yeah.
Yeah.
I've got some more gig information for you, considering the Dustaphonics that you're listening to underneath us right now. I know, indeed, the next track we're playing. So you're hearing them do some instrumentals at present. You'll be hearing them with their fabulous lead singer any second now. I have the information to hand. It's from an album called Party Girl that came out last year. And we played a few tracks of this. Really, really good. It's kind of, I don't know, surf, rhythm and blues, garagey. Really, really good stuff. And they will be playing at a festival in November called the Lille Vintage Weekender, which is free. And it features a load of brilliant bands, many of whom are from London, including King Salami, The Cumberland Three, and MFC Chicken, and the Dustaphonics. It's going to be brilliant. I'm going.
Wicked.
I'm going. I'm going with my mate Steve and my mate stand-up comic, Silky. We're going to go. I've already booked a hotel in Lille. It's only an hour on Eurostar.
Nice.
Nifty. So, yeah, we've got the hotel for £75 per person for 3 nights. Excellent. Really looking forward to it. So I thought I'd play a track as well, and it fits in with Dustaphonics then, Dustaphonics now. Eric Dustaphonic, everywhere's Dustaphonic. What is Dustaphonics' Facebook page?
Facebook.com/Dustaphonics.
No, it's Facebook.com/TheDustaphonics.
Of course it is.
For all of you, the Internet 5, Tony Wong, this is Looking At You. you're listening to Robbie Allen Band underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
So, have you got any gigs for us? See what I did there? Now then, did you do anything last week? Sorry, are you doing anything this week? We know about that. Are you doing anything this week?
No. No. We're building the hell out of the kitchen because we've got to get it in the next 3 weeks.
Right.
We'll try and make a big start on that. Yes, that's
finally
it.
Finally have a kitchen.
We should finally have a kitchen just before I have my op. That would be nice. Yes.
Fortunately, I've got loads on to make
up. Excellent.
Yeah. Friday night is the 20th anniversary of the song Breechford Green that I wrote, and I'm doing a celebratory gig in Breechford Green itself in the Village Hall. It also coincides with the girl I wrote the song about's birthday, Sam, who I'm still in touch with. I don't think her husband likes me very much. And I've got various different acts. Olaf Falafel, Duncan Hart and Howard Reed are the acts on. There's a barbecue beforehand. The bus is booked, so I've got... I'm doing a shower bank. I'm doing a bus trip, picks up in Baldock and goes to Lecture and Hitchin and does a tour of the village before the bus parks up. Another 20 people showing up on the door, and Sam's got 30 guests. There'll be 100 of us there trying to get the show wrapped up before 11 o'clock so we can get into the Red Lion pub in Breechford Green, where we have booked an Elvis impersonator to take us through to midnight. What a night. It's going to be brilliant. Yeah, and it's all sold out, so tough, you can't come. On Saturday and Sunday I'm doing the Hitchin Comedy Festival. You can find out more about it at lastminutecomedy.com, which is updated by the wonderful Mr. Tony Hearn. Thank you for that.
It's okay.
Features 11 shows, 6 on Saturday, 5 on Sunday. Some great names we've got on. Nick Helm, Lucy Porter, Mark. I've got some really good acts on. The shows on the Friday are £5 each, and the shows on Saturday are free, but you make a contribution on the way out, if you see what I mean.
Yeah.
The last show each night is a compilation show. They're basically just hang around. If you're in the area, come down to Victoria. Tickets are currently available for all shows, but some of them will sell out in advance, so do make sure you get down to Vic if you can, or have a look at the website, or get in touch with me if you're going to be coming down but you can't get there before the day. I got through that quite quickly.
Yeah,
I'm exhausted.
You will be.
I think I ought to play you a cover version now.
Okay.
By a band we featured on the show before, and all thanks to a guy called Herman Brute, although I know the true pronunciation. But before that, let's hear it. This is the Cenobites, Never Be Clever.
I'm going down the line, my head up high. I wonder why it's so hard to feel fine. Got all I need, plastic teeth, a pocket full of speed, and I'm cool with the heat. Little lady says I'm wasting her time. Got her head on a bullet, still back in crime. People say I used to be better. I guess I'm gonna have to get myself together. Oh, I'll never be clever. Oh, I'll never be clever. Some say I'm suicidal with a sense of humor. Some say I'm faking it all to start rumors. Some people say a moment lasts longer. Myself at home, settle down, write a song. I love to hang around in black people's places, fascinated, staring at faces. Holy mama, make me concentrate. I've gotta write a song and I've got to create. Oh, I'll never be clever. Oh, I'll never be clever. In the time, got a hit and a bullet, still back in crime. People say I used to do better. I guess I'm gonna have to get myself together. Oh, I'll never be clever. I'll never ever. You'll know that I'll never be clever.
You're listening to Project Marv underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such great on the Bez this week, Tony.
That's okay.
I'm having a game of Scrabble with Marv.
Are you? Is he winning?
Online. Online. Ah, of course he's not. I hit a seven-letter word later on, early on today. He'll be reeling in Newark.
Is that on the Facebook?
Hey?
Is that on the Facebook?
On that there Facebook, yeah.
Okay.
That was Cenobites, and that track, I'm going to tell you a little bit about it. It's come from, now, the Cenobites did an EP last year called Blue Fandango, which had six tracks on it, and the EP also came with a free 16-track Drunkabilly label sampler that we did feature in the show all to itself. This one I picked is a cover version, and you know, we don't do that many covers, do we? But this is a cover version by a guy that I actually use the internet for what it's for, Tony.
Porn?
No!
Oh, right. Oh, sorry.
What it's for.
Okay, got you.
But I'm with you. Research. And this is a track called Never Be Clever by an act originally called Herman Brute, who, thanks to Wikipedia, I discovered, you pronounce his name Herman Brute. And Herman Brute was arguably Holland's only rock star.
Right.
And I would argue that Pussycat... what song did they do? Mississippi. They were rock stars, in my head. They were like the Dutch ABBA. He was their only rock star, and he was also an artist and writer and painter and general gadabout and troublemaker. And he committed suicide in, I think, 2001. But not before he'd written that great track, Never Be Clever, which I think is probably a bit of a Dutch institution, but I wouldn't know for sure. Hence, Cenobites covering it. I've got through that, haven't I?
Yes.
What is the Cenobites website?
TheCenobites.com.
No, it's Cenobites.net. Probably been Internet 6, Tony Wan. What a thrashing it's been this week. Find out more about them via Drunkabilly Records as well. They've got some great acts signed to them as well. Great, great bands on Drunkabilly. And thanks to them for sending that through. Right. Have you got a twat?
No.
I'm getting a bit angry now. I'm getting a bit tired of this, Tony.
Yeah. I know.
Run through it again.
So yeah, so we do need a twat. As mentioned, we need you to send them in, or we can't do the feature. It's that simple. And we know it's warm, but there are twats still out there. I've seen a lot of them driving around.
Well, we're going to stop making the show.
There you go.
If we don't get a twat next week is the last ever punky. Though I've said it.
There you go.
I've said it, and it'll be your fault, listeners.
Yeah,
you will all collectively be twats. I will do a twat next week when I will expose every single person who listens to this show as a twat for not selling as a twat, and we will never make punky again. That's
there you
it.
Go.
Game
That's...
over.
Yeah.
Not
if that,
bothered.
If that
had enough. Nada. Nix. Over.
If that's next not motivation show. Enough.
Gone.
Mm.
It is the birthday, so...
Oh, no. Well,
so,
it's
yes,
been 8 years.
Get a twat in or it's over.
Yeah. And you can do this. Tony@punkyradio.com. Twat's name, where they're from, and the reason. It's that simple. Doesn't have to be that long. Doesn't have to be somebody you know. Could be somebody you've seen on TV. Could be anyone, really. Email me this week.
It's as esoteric as you want it to be.
Yeah.
Get but you've got to do it. Next week. There's a threat.
Yeah.
That's it. We don't get a twat next week. That's the end of Punky.
I'm off to build my kitchen.
Yeah, you're off to build your kitchen. I'm off to probably do an Easter egg hunt or something. Anyway, after that, I need cheering up. I don't know about you, Tony.
Yep.
And the best way to cheer me up is to hand me Limousine's latest album, You've Been Limousined. I love this band. We've played pretty much everything off this album. We might have even played this one before. I can't remember, but I needed cheering up on the news. There was no twat. So I've come straight out. Limousine are not twats. They are brilliant. And Limo Dean, the lead singer, was named by us. They thank us on the album. Well, they thank me. Do they thank you? Oh, no, they don't thank you. This just goes up in my... They go up in my estimation every time I think of them. great album. What I want to know, Tony, is what is Limousine's website?
Limousine.co.uk.
No, limousineband.com. Probably be Internet 7, Tony Wan. You can get this album and the others via the website, and you can download them as well, and just do, because they're absolutely brilliant. This is Killer Inside You.
says lies and less is cheap. 50, 60, 70%
was Limousine, Killer Inside You. What a track. Every track. I've never heard a bad song by them.
No.
They're just absolutely brilliant. Thank you so much for listening this week. You've been threatened. I hope you appreciate that. Tony, maybe just before we go, you could remind people of the internet stations that carry this show.
Yep, we are on the internet, Talk Superstation at talksuperstation.com. We're on Pudunk Radio, podunkradio.com, and finally Galactic World Radio, galactic worldradio.com.
You've learned that really well.
Thank you.
You really, really have done. You don't even need a reboot for that. That is just instant. I clicked my fingers then. Did you hear that?
Yeah.
Brilliant. Look at me. I can click my fingers. I've run out of things to say.
Okay.
That's about it, really. I hope to see some of you at Hitch Comedy Festival this weekend. Maybe some of you would like to have your dinner cooked by Tony when he gets the kitchen in a month or so. If you would like Tony to cook you dinner, email tony@punkyradio.com. Title of the email, where's my fucking dinner?
There you go.
Say goodbye, Tony.
Goodbye, Tony.
I'll poog.
Bunch of guns, yeah.